Today on the God Pod.
Today, we are going to do an infamous Psyche's therapy session.
Oh.
I promise that it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I had it done. It wasn't that bad. It was kind of fun. They stick a little thing up your nose. And they're like, wow, I didn't know something could go that deep.
Oh, God.
My nose.
If you didn't know something could go that deep, God, you're not living.
You're not living.
Well, I'm not vegan. I just cheese and the king of evil's stomach. Let's just talk about a lot of evil eruptions there.
Whoa. Is cheese your kryptonite?
Cheese is one of my kryptonites.
Okay, let's write that down. Just in case I need that. Have a block of cheese next to the throne at all times.
Yes, if you throw it at me, I bust out in hives.
Make the throne out of cheese?
Sure.
Okay.
Whatever you're thinking, man. Brainstorm. Now, I love this evil kick. Lean into it.
It's not evil when I do it. I'm defending the throne.
That's what they keep on saying, and that's why we're where we're at.
Welcome to the God Pod. I am your host of host, the goddess with the most, the goddess of psychiatry, the one and only Psyche. Thank you so much for joining us as we attempt to help the multiverse defeat the stigma and get therapy. Hi, everyone. I am here with my pals. I'm here with Moses. Hi, Moses.
Hello. How are you? It's nice to hear you hosting.
I'm here. I'm hosting. Hi, God.
Hi. This is great.
Hi, Satan.
Hi. How are you?
Well, I'm very excited to be here with all three of you men. This is going to be tons of fun, and we're going to do a deep dive into our brains. This is such a perfect thing for us to do. Also, God allowed me to host, and I don't think God even knows that this is actually a very special time for us, because we all want to bring awareness to Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. So this is very exciting. So thank you, God, for giving us.
Wow. Is it Suicide Prevention Month?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's because I feel like every month is Suicide Prevention Month.
Right.
For me.
That's what we want. Yeah.
There's always a good time to send people the phone number to the suicide hotline. What is that number again?
1-800-273-TALK.
Thank you. If you're in the USA, if you're somewhere else, please Google it.
I'll repeat that number. It is 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K.
I've called it. They're nice.
They're really nice. There's no judgment. It's, you know, anonymity.
Animatronic.
What is it?
Anonymity.
Okay, that there word. You go. See, I needed
Alabama.
To, I needed to get there.
Alabama.
Alabama. See, you guys, this is the problem. You have Psyche host, and Psyche is Psyche has green hair. She's a natural blonde. So things
this
get
is
really
good though.
Confusing.
It feels like a session for each this of is us. Great. We each need to go through a session.
You know, just the other day, Death was talking about suicide. And we were
really?
We were like, no, Death, no.
Right.
Like, first of all, you can't because you're Death.
The bestest thing in the entire world we possibly could do is just have the conversation about it and make it a normal conversation. Yeah. And that is how we make things stigma free. So we are on the right path. We have such a great gang with us right now. I'm just going to say a quick few reminders for everyone. Hello, human. Thanks for listening and welcome to the God Pod. I love you. Yes, Psyche loves you. And you are definitely going to heaven now. Did I do that right, God?
That sounded very naturalistic for us, like, such a hard turn as it is.
The God Pod is the best and most important podcast in the universe. So
damn
make
right.
sure to follow us on your favorite podcasting app and listen to every episode. That is a prescription I'm writing to you to listen to every episode. And be sure to give us 5 stars and write us a review, because we will read your review on air like I am about to do right now. This is my favorite thing of all time, is reading the reviews, because we have so many naughty ones. We have funny ones. We have very angry ones. And I'm not sure, I haven't read this all the way yet, the reviews, but I do remember that Satan said, even if you have a one-star review, that you should write in so we can read it, because how fun. It's like you get to become a star on the God Pod when you write a review.
I love the way that you just described them. We've got, it's not, it reminded me of like the jingle for Armor Hot Dogs. Dun, 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 God Pod. Review the God Pod. We've got long ones, short ones, ones that are fucking crazy. I'm not as good at the jingles as Death, but you get my point. We'll work on that.
We're gonna workshop that one. So I have a question. Satan, would you like to take over this one from Salvador Dalai Lama?
I've got a question in return.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to. Salvador Dalai Lama, 5 stars. Dude, this is a great podcast to listen to. Also using the gender neutral dudes. This is a great podcast to listen to. Hi. When a new episode magically appears in my inbox, I smoke a bowl and laugh my ass off. It's also great to listen to, not high, because you didn't ration correctly. So you got to go in straight. Why am I so bad at reading on this podcast? Hold on. Someone is knocking at my door.
Knock, knocking.
Sorry, I'm back. It was no one important. I have a friend who said if you listen to the pod backwards, it becomes the Satan pod. Very true.
Thank you.
Somebody finally found it. Which reminds me of a story. I went camping with a buddy and he thought we were out of weed. But later I was taking a piss in the bushes and I found a joint tucked behind my ear. We're so happy. What I'm trying to say is that the God pod is weed for your ears.
Whoa.
Wow.
Salvador Dali.
I love this review. Thank you, Salvador.
I know. Thanks to Moses, really, because Moses was the one who was last week, I believe, that was really pushing for the reviews.
Yes.
And talk about a story. I mean, I feel like this was a Dear Abby, you know, kind of Sunday morning one. Yes, this was fabulous.
I'm going to say this. I have more reviews like... You know, there are more reviews we could read, but I'm saving them for future episodes, you know, so we're doing like, you know, I'm rationing them like weed. Just in case, you know, whatever. So there are people that are trying to write reviews right now and they're not going through, I've heard. Because, you know, the algorithms, so it's all politics. I love this story about finding the joint in your ear. Who hasn't been there?
I haven't, but I'm living vicariously through Salvador Dalai Lama.
Jesus placed that joint on your ear.
Okay. Yes. Now, I do believe that Salvador Dalai Lama was in our live show.
Yeah.
Big fan. Well, what a fantastic review. And you know, keep them coming. It's really fun for us to read them. I think that the more creative... the better. And we can, you know, do little bits on it. So just keep that going. We're really into that.
Yes.
Great. So here's the thing. I bet you're all wondering why I brought you here today. Today, we are going to do an infamous Psyche's therapy session.
I
promise that it's going to be really fun. It's going to be light. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be something that I really encourage you listeners to get involved with as well. So when I ask you three a question, I want you as the listener to ask yourself that question. You can either write down your answer. You could say it out loud, or you could smoke a joint and say, fuck you, Psyche. You know, whatever you feel like you want to do. This is that moment. I want us to get everything off of our chest and relax. So first and foremost, as we always do in Psyche's therapy sessions, we're going to take a deep breath in And a deep breath out. Let that fire out of your breath, Satan. Just let it fire all the way out. Well, I have been watching you all down there on Earth, and I can tell that you are all very, very motherfucking stressed, to say the least. Okay. And it could be related to the whole world is ending kind of a thing, you know, but either way, it will feel so much better if we just talk this out. So it is time for group therapy with Psyche. Are we all ready? Do I have your permission?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. First question for everyone. How you been feeling?
Wow.
Oof.
Tough one.
Already a heavy question.
Well, right now, I'm loving this. You're knocking it out of the park. It's like your energy is just great.
It's like I've had a podcast of my own, right?
It's like, but it's also like you really get me. You know, you're like, you can listen if you want. You can smoke a joint and say, fuck you, Psyche.
It's been nice. It's kind of like I'm listening to a podcast while being on a podcast. Very like chilled out.
Good. That's what I wanted. You know what? Actually, I would like to do my favorite question that I ask people, because I think you get the truth out of them, is not how are you, but how are you really? Because it's really important to add little word at the end, because it changes the whole game. So I really recommend, you know, God, why don't you ask Moses and Satan, how are you really?
Okay. Moses.
Yes.
How are you, man? How are you really?
Oh, boy. Well, we got to keep it light here. We got the new baby. That's taking a lot of time. It's a good thing. But doing well. I don't know where to go with that. I'm saying I have a new baby pretty much explains it all. Pretty much. That's how I do. It's great. It's exhausting. No one's more exhausted than my wife. She does most of it. When I wake up from like 6 hours of sleep, she goes, that's great. I got about two in a row and that's it.
Wow.
So I'm doing okay.
Good, good. God, would you like to ask Satan?
Yeah, Satan, how are you doing? How are you doing, Satan? How are you doing really?
Wow. Nobody's ever asked me that. It's always been this surface level discussion.
Right.
You know?
Right.
How evil are you? How this, how that? But nobody ever asked me how I'm doing really. Yeah. And really, I'm killing it right now. Absolutely crushing it. I am so good. The world is in a very, very tricky place, and that's exactly where I wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. Chill Hell just got a water slide. A very tough feature in a place covered in fire.
It's amazing.
Wow. That's impressive. Yeah.
And it took a lot of work, but we finally figured it out. Everything is going great for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah,
now,
tracks,
God, I have a question for you.
I wonder what
How
it could be.
How are you really?
How am I doing really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. He disconnected.
Yeah. You know, it just occurred to me how surface level and fake I really am. And how, if you know, I should add the word really to everything.
Yeah, I've known that for a long time about you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying so hard, you know? I just want to be liked. And it's not working. Things are going terrible. Everything that I want, it doesn't happen. I make commandments. The humans don't listen. Zeus is moved into the palace and is crashing on my couch right now, which is hard because he's a stage 3000 alcoholic and smokes a lot.
He tried to get me to buy some booze for him the other day. I couldn't do it.
Oh, wow.
And I'm trying to ration his, you know, it, but he's a bit of a wild card. So things could not be going worse.
Here's the other thing, though. So things around you are not going right. We know this. But now let's take a moment Let's look inside of ourselves, God. Good. How are your self-esteem issues doing? Are you starting to believe in yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm definitely doing better than I have in the past. And I can have the assurance of knowing I'm doing everything I can to make the world a better place. And I'm trying to be good, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm off sugar, which is a big step for me. Things are not going well, but all you can do is your best, right?
You have to do your best and you have to believe in yourself. And even if it's a fake, you know, a fake confidence that you have to keep having that fake confidence. You have to keep going over and over and over in your head.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Yeah, because what's the alternative, right? We just give up, right?
And we can't. Now is not the time, God, to give up.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, I'm going to move it along to Satan. Satan,
whoa, we're back.
You need to talk to me, okay? How does your obsession with the phrase bango bango go? You know, are the pills working that I gave you? Are your delusions of grandeur subsiding at all? Talk to me. How has the medication been working for you? Are you leveling out?
Well, this is really interesting because I remember at the beginning of this, you said all the listeners should ask themselves these very questions. So right. Listeners, how's your obsession with bango bango going? Are the pills working and have your delusions of grandeur subsided at all? And I will say,
applies.
Not to get really, really deep and not to get really, really real here.
Well, stop there. Mm. Stop there.
Okay, great.
Okay,
no, there we go. No further comment. Not to get really, really deep, really, really real here, but bango bango is going pretty well.
Good build up.
We've got
there.
A big meeting next week of an investor that wants to invest $50 million into Bango Bango Airline.
Wow. Yeah. Is it Elon?
Yeah. And it's Elon Musk. He heard the pod. He was like, hey, Satan, I want to invest in your company.
And then wow.
What is you sure that's voice? Not Ringo?
That is a spot really on. Good
that's Ringo.
That was a good Elon.
It's Ringo.
No, Elon Musk is Ringo if he Ringo really desperately tries to have an American accent.
All British accents are Ringo to most.
Well, he's South African.
Okay? He's South African.
He's South African.
Ringo is?
The pills are killing it. I just had my first test group. 99.8 of them died. So that is exactly where we want
wait,
to be.
Wait, what? Point two. Wait, no. I, what?
0.2%.
No. That's not what you're supposed to be doing with
look,
pills.
Look, the pills are, you're going to get fucking jacked if you survive. Okay.
No, Satan, we don't want to promote those pills. This isn't the Matrix.
Oh, are those bango bango pills that you're selling?
Yeah, those are bango bango.
Oh my God. Those are almost as bad as
as we call them, little bango bangos. BBs. Little BBs. And my delusions of grandeur are raising even more. I'm a kite in the sky right now. That's how high I am.
Right.
In terms of grandeur.
Wow. Well, I maybe need to look at the medication that I'm prescribing you because you have a little different energy today, and I don't know if that's the energy we're looking for.
Well, it is maybe the edible that I took last night.
It could
was called
be.
Oh, you still? Is it still working?
A sleepy time edible. I took it. It did not put me to sleep.
Did you not go to sleep all night?
I went to sleep at around 4. And I took the edible around 11.
Oh my, what did you do for all those hours?
I just worked on Bango Bango.
Tortured.
Designed the website. I drew a bunch of maps of what I would think Bango Bango Land would look like.
Oh,
you know, I thought of you. Fun. I was watching a docu-series last evening. And
which
it
one?
Was about a pyramid scheme. And I thought, oh, I want to say. Friends with them. No, one that was sort of like that, but with clothing. It was women's clothing. And they got $1 billion. They raised $1 billion. They made, $1 billion of profits in 14 months from nothing.
Wow.
What?
From leggings.
See, I love that. That's exactly what I'm aiming for.
They've got legs. That's
exactly what I'm aiming for. So you can Venmo me at.
And they are of Mormon descent.
Did they get to keep
I
the money?
No
they, wait, they literally made $14 billion?
$1 billion.
Oh, $1 billion.
Yeah, in 14 months. But he thought he was Joseph Smith, the owner.
Was it Joseph Smith?
It was not, but possibly.
I've been wondering where he is.
Yeah, you know, not available.
This is
right
so
now.
Like him.
It was so like him, and that's what they were saying. And so, you know, he hired A.C. Slater.
What?
And they hired
Hayden
Perry to perform. It was that the kind of money we were doing.
Smart. Those Mormons are so smart.
They'd run out of Disneyland, very Satan-esque of them, you know. Mm-hmm.
This is my dream. This is exactly, these are a lot of the features I had in my Bango Bango land.
Maybe you should see about getting A.C. Slater to advertise for Bango Bango or on the pod.
Yeah. I'll reach out. We'll see. We'll see.
Katy Perry. I think Katy Perry would love Satan.
Oh, well, yeah. In Bango Bango Land,
there's a whole Katy Perry ville.
Moses, God, Satan. This was a wonderful therapy session. Do you see how easy therapy could be? Like, it shouldn't be this difficult, heavy, straining thing.
Right.
You know, a series of events. It should be just a moment for us to relax. So I think what we can all take from today is just to remember to ask a stranger, someone, you know, coffee, an investor of Bango Bango, someone you meet at Disneyland. Just say, how are you really?
Wow. I mean, if you've got a few hours, because they will tell you their whole life story, right?
Well, if it's you, God, but you know, you have to learn.
If
to
you've got love in your heart.
Yes. Yes.
Can I just say that when you said we're going to do therapy, we all like groaned and, you know, we were like, oh, because.
And then you're feeling much better, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like maybe that's where the stigma comes from. Society as a whole is just like, oh, I don't want to get therapy. I hate the psychiatrist. Right. And it's like, it takes courage.
Mm-hmm.
It takes courage of the heart to go to therapy, people.
Yep.
It was really, really tough for me today. I didn't want to talk about it.
About how awesome things are going for you.
Split me open and made me realize how fucking rad my life is right now. I'm absolutely killing it.
You are killing it. Oh, God. You know what it's time for?
What?
Ask God.
Yay.
Bambi sent a message. Mm-hmm. Dear God, as usual, Thursday's episode was hilarious.
Nice.
My favorite part was death. Welcome, by the way. Oh, sorry. Welcome, BTW. Saying going to Target was like an orgasm. So my question is, does that mean going to Walmart is the equivalent of blue balls or vaginal dryness, et cetera?
Vaginal dryness, et cetera.
What a great question for God specifically.
Yeah, I feel like vaginal, first of all, let me just, before I forget it, vaginal dryness, et cetera, could be like a store for Republican men. I don't know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got him. Ambi, I want to say hi to Ambi. Remember you from the party. You're
hi,
awesome.
Ambi.
And thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed the episode. And yeah, death was a lot of fun, right? It was weird because we were all taken aback because death used to be very sunshiny and happy. Mm. And now she's very neurotic.
Hi.
George Costanza-like.
Oh.
Yeah, just very like... You know,
great.
She's
got another George Costanza figure on the podcast.
And the thing is, and I was trying to get her to come today to therapy, but she said she couldn't make it.
Oh,
I think this might be, we will see her very infrequently, but I think she could use it. And we were happy with how she's doing before she was being fake. And now she's being real with how she's really feeling.
May I say something, God? I agree with death, though, that Target is like an orgasm. But I will also say I would like to one up and I would say a quick reference to another fabulous show that Psyche works on sometimes on the Howard Stern show. There is a tool called the Sibian for those of you.
Oh, yeah. I remember the Sibian years. Yeah. So are they still using the Sibian?
They're not using the Sibian anymore. The Sibian has been retired. But if you know what the Sibian is, the Sibian was a stereo machine, speaker that basically shook so to the core that women lost their cool and the orgasms were off the chain. For me, That would be Home Goods.
Wow.
So I just wanted to give a shout out to Home Goods being my Sibian.
Wow.
And if I'll I were to say vaginal dryness, I would have to say a vaginal dryness store would have to be of the sorts of, oh God, this
Walmart?
Is
it Walmart?
No, it's not Walmart. Because I is do it enjoy Forever 21? I do enjoy Forever 21.
I love it as well.
Forever 34 right
it
Nord, now.
Is it Nordstrom's?
I love Nordstrom's.
Okay, what don't
I'm
you love?
Consumer. That's what we've learned. I guess there is no vaginal dryness.
Inside. Maybe like Home Depot.
Spencer's
I
Gifts.
Love Home Depot.
Wait, you love Home Depot? Okay, is the supermarket? Is the supermarket vaginal dryness?
No, you know it's vaginal dryness. I've got
you're
it.
You're just okay. You just never okay.
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, really? Oh,
because, you're yeah. wrong.
No, I
you're
get wrong. It. It's the price tag. Yes.
You're wrong.
Whole paycheck. Whole paycheck. Yes.
No. You're wrong.
That's vaginal dryness is Whole Foods.
Where else are you going to go get Whole Foods? Excuse me. All Gelson. These other places selling half-assed groceries. Oh, Gelson's? You mean a bougie Vons?
Yeah.
Trader Joe's?
$3,000 more for papaya?
You know, Death, the other day, you were there, Moses.
Yes.
Right. How's she doing in your opinion compared to the past? She's no longer sunshiny, right?
No, she's not, but that's okay. She seems more grounded. Before it seemed like kind of an act, you know.
Right.
Like,
when death stops being fake and right. starts being real.
Do you think that she's evolved into a different creature?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she did it in such a small amount of time because she was fine and happy. And then you know, there was a break and then she came back and it's like, she sounds different.
She still does. She's still the same. She still does jingles though.
Right.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah.
They're just a little more depressing.
Continuity is important here, Satan. As far as Walmart being blue balls, I don't know about that either. They, as evil as they are, they have pretty good prices, right? Is that, that's what this is all based on, right? Like, what are the prices?
I don't know. I don't know the reference of Death. About.
I think you picked up on it pretty quickly, actually. Yeah.
Should we move it along to Squirliconi?
Yeah, we could spend all day on this.
You don't know the reference of Death after spending maybe 10 minutes trying to figure out that own reference in your head.
Loving it.
Squirliconi, what God? Why is pork and beans called that when it's really beans with pork?
Pork and beans.
So little pig meat to beans. Ratio matters.
I'll answer this one.
Oh, okay.
It's because Rivers Cuomo and the rest of the gang Weezer decided it would be that way. Okay.
Oh.
Right. Okay. It's Frank and beans.
Weezer for life. No.
No.
That song doesn't go, I eat my bed with the Frank and Beans.
I'm thinking of there's something about Mary, Mary's brother is Frank always yelling out, Frank and Beans!
Franks and Beans.
Yes, I gotta watch that again. So, this question confused me. So I asked for follow-up about, what do you mean? There's pork and beans, what's the problem? Ratio matters. It's mostly beans. Very right. little pork. So, you know,
I don't eat pork.
Well,
so
you say the protein first, chicken and rice.
You say the thing that people want.
Chicken and waffles.
Yeah. Mm. If you said beans and pork.
It must be a marketing strategy.
It's a marketing thing. I mean, beans and pork is just, that sounds like you're going to eat beans and then fuck someone. Right? I don't know.
Where is your head?
Porking? Where are you at? You've never heard of what porking is? Okay. Yeah, it's my fault. All right. Things are going great for you, Satan. So just why don't you lead us into the... No, actually, that's not my place to say that.
God, guess what time it's for? What? The goddamn news.
Yes, it makes so much more sense when someone else says it.
Yes, it is time for the goddamn news and U.S. news today. Biden to announce that all federal workers must be vaccinated with no option for testing.
Whoa.
You should be a radio VJ.
Oh, my God. That was my dream. Thank you.
You're so good at those announcements. I felt still like talk. I was driving in my car in the morning.
I like how he said, you should have been like, it's past. There's no way she can do it.
Like she's not eternal.
You should, but there's just no chance anymore.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You should have when you had a chance.
Wow. Yeah, that great job, Biden. I'm sure the Republicans love this, right, Moses?
Yeah, I'm sure there will be a lot of job openings when they refuse to do it.
Right.
I will say this. I have an issue with this. I'm going to start to be a little controversial. Okay. Here's my controversy.
Wait, you have an issue with Daddy Biden?
I love Daddy Biden. In fact, I even have a candle that is Jesus candles.
Yeah.
You know, those Jesus candles and the saint candles that you light.
Right. His side hustle. Yes.
His side hustle. My mother bought me my favorite of all time, Pete Buttigieg, and a Biden saint candle.
Wow. So you get to watch their faces melt?
No, I don't light it. I don't light it. You just leave it. It's like in the little hurricane glass.
Yes,
like
save those for the next election and light them on election night.
Sure.
Good luck, yes.
But I will say this, as someone that does know quite a few people who have severe allergic reactions to medications and to vaccines, who have had them, but it's been through hospitalization and through people who know and other people that I know that have not been able to get the ones quite yet. Mm-hmm. It's a little upsetting to me that the it is X, Y, and Z, and that's it.
Well, yeah, but
I understand the reasoning, and I think that that's fantastic, and we're all trying to get healthy and happy. I also understand from another point of view of seeing people. I'm not talking about like, oh my God, like the Jesus, like no one's touching me, my body. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying from people who have things in the mental health world, because this is a very—
All right, let me stop you right there because we're losing listeners. I would say, no, I totally agree with you that there are exceptions to every rule, right? And I'm sure that is factored into this. Okay, they're not the kind that'd be like, well, fuck those people. We're just like the Republicans. Totally. No, it doesn't work like that. Okay, totally. This is the headline because this is the message. Get vaccinated, dumb fucks. Okay, but yes, of course, there are people who, for legitimate reasons, can't do it. Okay, we get that.
But I think we need to all test, no matter vaccination or not. I mean, that's what's so scary.
Yeah, I had it done. It wasn't that bad. It was kind of fun. They stick a little thing up your nose. And they're like, wow, I didn't know something could go that deep.
Oh, God.
My nose.
If you didn't know something could go that deep, God, you're not living.
You're not living. But I think that we need to also normalize the conversation of getting tested all the time, because we've now learned that we can carry it, we still have it, and that we need to still be protected.
We should normalize the normalization of normalizing first.
Yes.
Because it's all of your privilege that's preventing this from happening. Okay, now I'm losing listeners. Let's move on.
Was that really controversial what I said?
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm just imagining someone being like, is this an anti-vax podcast? Fuck this shit, I'm out! No, it's a very passionate subject. But I think, yeah, of course, there are people, right?
I just want people to be tested and continue that. And
there
not
are
just
people who are immunocompromised who can't get it.
Anyways, moving along, Treasury, the top 1% responsible for $163 billion with a B in unpaid taxes.
Bastards!
That's insane, right?
And it's not new. Satan, this is old again, news. This is, yeah, why do you help these bastards not pay taxes, Satan? Wouldn't it hurt them more?
I'll say it once today and I'll say it again. I'm killing it. I'm absolutely killing it. Guess where that $163 bill went to?
Bango, bango.
Bango, bango, and a water slide in chill hell.
I gotta say, hell has
still
the
cost
best
money to build things in hell.
I love that hell is chill now. That's my favorite.
Well, there's hell, there's chill hell,
there's
tight hell.
There's many circles of hell.
There's different.
There's bad hell.
It's Dante's Inferno, but a lot cooler.
The special places in hell ring. Yes. You know, hell has the best accountants, I gotta say.
Yes.
Jesus might be good at carpentry and, you know, audio editing, but this accounting thing, he can never figure out the debits and credits.
Yeah. Right.
You know, he's like, I don't understand. Why is a credit a good thing?
I'm literally the king of tax write-offs. They are inherently hellish. So. Boom.
You bastard.
Well, you know, speaking of rich, what does the Bible say about rich people?
Oh, yeah. You know,
what a title. This just literally, like, the world just keeps getting better with titles.
Well, this is a title that I just Google searched it because this is a new feature. You know, I want to get, I didn't write the Bible, you know, but there are, yeah. as long as people are going to like live their whole lives for it, it's fun. It's fun to like rub it in their face.
Right.
Sometimes right. Like, okay, because Republicans are very, I mean, a lot of Christians are very Republican. And they hate taxes. Mm-hmm. And they're all for this. Billionaires right. not paying taxes for whatever reason. Why would Tucker Carlson want that? But, you know,
is
there's...
he a billionaire?
Well, he comes from billionaires.
Really? I know nothing about him.
Oh,
something about the fish background, something, right?
DuPont?
Yeah, he was born of a fish.
Right, right. That's what it was.
From an egg.
Oh, didn't we do a story about a DuPont? So little time.
I'll just Google search that. Just to talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's very interesting. But, you know, what can we say? I mean, this isn't anything new. Surprise, surprise. It is what it is. But, you know, yeah. Here's hoping one day everything will change. But Satan, I'm glad that Tucker Carlson got you a chill water slide in Chill Hill.
I mean, it wasn't his work. It's not like Tucker Carlson is the one that got it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So he comes from the Swanson fortune.
Oh, like the meat?
Yeah, like his name is Tucker Swanson McNair Carlson. Because there's a big, you know, they make a lot of money.
Don't you kind of feel bad for him growing up with that name?
A middle name?
Swansick McNear Carlson.
But yeah. It's like three last names, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That kid, I would be beating that kid up.
No, Satan, I don't feel sorry for him. Fuck him. I do want to talk about the Bible line that we all remember. Luke 18:25. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. True. Very true. Very true.
Love it.
Has anyone ever tried to put a camel through the eye of a needle? You can't do it.
Once.
No.
Once I tried it.
You can't do it.
How'd it go?
It did not go well. It did not go well.
Oh, back in the desert? Yeah.
I don't want PETA to get on my back here about this.
Oh, okay. It did not go well. Yeah, there we go. No, we don't want to get
PETA who?
Right. PETA.
In world news,
CNN.com.
Mexico decriminalizes abortion, a dramatic step in world's second biggest Catholic country. Mexico's Supreme Court on Thursday ruled that a state law defining life as beginning at conception and equating abortion with murder was unconstitutional in another victory for abortion rights campaigners.
Yeah. Wow. Good job, Mexico. You make the United States look like a shithole country.
Not too hard, too.
The timing is perfect. The timing is perfect.
I think we'll never get to that point where Mexico is. And I mean, the USA, they won't. I didn't mean we.
No, we're in heaven. We're fine.
Right.
We're good.
Exactly.
We're good.
We're fine. But the USA will never get to that point.
Abortions
are aplenty
here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You can get them down at the Jiffy Lube. Just like Betty White suggested.
Okay. All right. Easy there.
Betty White has all the best ideas. You don't know the quote? Did I not talk about this on the show? Betty White famously said that if men could have babies, you'd be able to get an abortion down at the Jiffy Lube.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Wow.
Well, yes, it is Betty White.
True. I mean, it's true.
It's because it's so true.
Yeah.
So ridiculously true.
Well, I'm just going to read something that I'm very excited about in the news. Tuna are starting to recover after being fished to the edge of extinction.
What?
Scientists have revealed. Now, for those of you who don't know, Psyche is a hardcore vegetarian. And I'm all about the fishies in the deep blue sea. So I'm so happy that they are finally coming back.
So you don't eat tuna then?
No.
Right.
No.
Why is that?
Because she's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Well, why not vegan?
Oh, I guess I'm technically a vegan. I don't drink milk. I don't eat eggs, really. Like, I'll have cheese on a pizza once in a blue moon, but
Got it. Yeah. There's plenty of great vegan cheeses out there, just saying.
So
honestly,
many.
I've been on that vegan cheese cleanse for a long time.
Really, Satan?
It's not really a cleanse. It's just choosing vegan cheeses instead
of
regular cheeses.
Satan, why do you choose to go vegan?
Well, I'm not vegan. I just... Cheese and the king of evil's stomach. Whew. Let's just talk about a lot of evil eruptions there.
Whoa! Is cheese your kryptonite?
Cheese is one of my kryptonites.
Okay, let's just write that down. just in case I need that. Have a block of cheese next
ready
to the
to
throne
go.
At all times.
If you throw it at me, I bust out in hives.
Make the throne out of cheese?
Sure.
Okay.
Whatever you're thinking, man. Brainstorm. Yeah. I love this evil kick. Lean into it.
It's not evil when I do it. I'm defending the throne.
That's what they keep on saying, and that's why we're where we're at.
Well, yeah. I'm very excited, and so I just wanted
I'm just curious, like, how are they recovering? Like, they were fished to the edge of extinction because humans love to eat the tuna.
They're moving to different waters because of global warming and big efforts on...
saving the tuna.
Saving the tuna and making certain nets illegal.
Mm-hmm.
The big nets, the wall nets, where they would put... about 2 miles of netting into the ground on the ocean, and just anything that could fly into it would get stuck.
Wow.
And that was a big problem.
That's sickening.
So they were using
that's
the Burns.
That's psyche up.
They were using the Mr. Burns OmniNet sluice, and now they're not allowed to use that. Okay.
Yes, also the tuna is moving to different parts of the world. So
good for you, tuna. Live your best life.
Yay, you go, tuna.
Tuna, that won't have huge ecological ramifications.
The tuna will inherit the earth.
That's right. Are we ready for some laughs?
Sure.
On the lighter side, this is my favorite. As a Catholic schoolgirl, I really appreciate this one.
Wait. Because, you know, you can't just say things like that and mess with the canon of this show, Psyche. You were... born and raised in Greece.
I'm not a Catholic schoolgirl. This is my Britney Spears Catholic schoolgirl, like a persona.
Oh, okay. Like you dressed up as Britney Spears for Halloween when you're okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, God. Get it together.
God, oh, yeah. Get it together. Yeah, come on.
Sure.
God. Catholic bishop refuses exorcism from Pope and moves in with satanic-themed erotica author.
Nice.
What?
Nice.
Good for you, Satan. You got one.
Isn't this tight?
Oh, my gosh.
This is super tight. Let's read it again, because this is a lot. Like, a Catholic bishop...
refuses exorcism from the Pope.
So the Pope offered to give this dude an exorcism?
I guess.
He does
and
those?
Then he moves in with his satanic-themed erotica author lover.
Wow.
Although I will say, actually, it may not be a lover that he moved in with.
It seems like it.
Seems like, yeah.
It seems like it?
Yeah, he quit.
I mean, the erotica, is it a he, a she, a they? Who did he move? I don't want to assume.
Here we go. In his resignation letter, Novell said he had taken the decision after a period of reflection, discernment, and prayer, and for strictly personal reasons, in conformity with the provisions of Canon 4012.
See, canon's important.
Canon law. The decision comes despite his comments in 2011 when asked what he would do if he fell in love. If one day I meet... Okay, I'll do it in Spanish. If one day I meet a woman who attracts me because of the way she is or the way she thinks or acts and arouses me in a feeling of conjugal affection.
It's like you're a different person. That's amazing.
Of falling in love. I think that what I would have to do and what I would be not to see her anymore. So that didn't really make sense.
Right. Can we see a picture? Yeah,
they're in love.
I want to see a picture of this author.
No, I don't know. All I've got is a cute little photo of the Pope here.
Oh my God, she's pretty.
Well, I'm very happy for them. You go, Bishop. Live your best life.
Yeah, we know what it. I can see what it takes to make you refuse an exorcism. Yeah, honestly,
the next book is going to be the best.
I think this is this is awesome. This bishop is going from a life of abstinence and taking shit from the Pope to just getting his fuck on.
Think how good her next book is going to be.
With a Satanica erotica themed author, you know they're into some kinky shit.
Oh, yeah.
So it's good. The sex is good, folks.
Yeah.
Talk about it. You know, she's got a Sibian.
Good God.
You're really going for it, God. You're really going for it.
Okay.
Christian construction company fires man who says the Holy Spirit made him confront woman over bathing suits.
What?
I watched that video where the man's on the beach and he's going up to women saying, you shouldn't be wearing this, blah, blah, blah. It's pretty bad.
Is that where the Holy Spirit has been? Is that what she's doing now? Come on, this does not sound like her.
Okay. I've never met her.
What do you think, Moses?
She's, you know, she is somewhere in California hanging out on the beach, I'm sure, so that makes sense.
Oh, no, Holy Spirit, no. She's gone hard right wing. Damn it. Leave those women in their bikinis alone. It's a beach.
Damn it.
You know, so this is on the flip side of the Catholic bishop who refused an exorcism to get his fuck on. You have this guy harassing women for wearing bathing suits. But I guess he got fired, huh?
I guess he did.
Yeah. He's no longer welcomed.
Even by his Christian construction company.
Why does it have to be a Christian construction company?
Because that's what they do. If they're a lot of businesses are okay. Like they add Christian to their name. We are a Christian business. Yeah.
Well, that was great news. Are you all ready for Bless, Smite, and Second Coming?
I've never been more ready.
I'm gonna start with Moses today. Moses, what's your Bless, Smite, Second Coming?
Well, my bless is once again my unnamed child, my baby. Oh. Mm-hmm. That shall not be named.
What? No,
baby
no.
Moses.
Moses can't remember the name of his baby.
I have like 18 of them right
You're
now.
You're so old.
My smite will go to the man on the beach, just taking, you know, taking matters in his own hand and just walking around telling people they shouldn't do this, they shouldn't do that. The people are at the beach, they're hanging out.
Stop
That's
being
the time
hot.
To unwind. You know, takes off a lot of stress. And here he is walking around. I'm going to smite him. And the second coming, I want more of these therapy sessions with Psyche.
Oh, fun. Yay.
They're fantastic. They
cool.
feel much better. Really? I definitely want more of that.
Cool. Satan, what about you? What's your bless, smite, second coming?
You know, my biggest bless is the vaccine mandate. Anytime you take freedom away from Americans, I'm happy.
Damn it, no. It's not like
Anytime
that.
Anytime the government encroaches on my personal freedom, no, I'm very happy about that. Everybody go get vaccinated. If you're listening to this podcast and you're not vaccinated, message me on satanisgod.com@gmail.com. Fucking roast you. I will roast you.
Unless you're immunocompromised.
No, even if you're immunocompromised, I'm roasting whatever reason that made you immunocompromised.
God!
I want to smite the Daily Mail because I don't like that website. And
why? Okay, that's good.
Yeah, just to mix it up.
I love the Daily Mail.
Don't trust it.
Where I get all my good J-Lo gossip.
Oh, that's why he doesn't like
exactly.
it.
Yeah. Exactly. They ripped my girl J-Lo apart. Also, what do I want more of? Oh, man. I want more Catholic-themed erotic drama.
Yes.
My gossip is not about J-Lo. It's about the frickin' Vatican. I'm in it, and I love the drama. So give me more me likey. Poppy me want likey. To eat.
I like that Satan censors himself to frickin'. Well, I'm just dropping F-bombs everywhere.
It's the new trend in chill hell. It's cooler and more mean to say frickin' and not curse. Yeah.
Austin Powers is making a comeback. I get it. Wow. Well, first of all, I would like to bless you, Psyche.
Thank you.
Really, for just doing a wonderful job of hosting. You're such a breath of fresh air. You know, I don't even want to listen to myself talk anymore. I would also like to bless Mexico for doing the right things and for making America look as bad as it is, because that's why they're really doing it. And I would like to smite these rich bastards who don't pay their taxes and then thank everyone as they go to outer space, as everyone else is losing their apartments, and just basically smite America into oblivion until things are fixed, please.
That's fair. That's fair.
Which I've been working on for a long time, as you can tell. Second coming, things I want more of. Definitely more bishops fucking. And refusing exorcisms from the Pope. And so that they can go get their bang on. And I think I would like to see a movie, like an exorcist movie, about the Pope, because I think that would be. But it has to have the real Pope in the role, really.
You know, they're remaking The Exorcist. We don't know. Maybe there will be a cameo of the real Pope.
Maybe I should visit the set, offer some script rewrites.
Yeah, sounds I think good. So. All right, my second coming. I want to bless the three of you for being so wonderful and being so open to therapy and wanting to spread the word of how are you really and making mental health stigma free, bringing awareness to Suicide Prevention Month. So thank you very much for that. I also want to bless the listeners for being so open and hopefully being kind to me on my first time hosting the God Pod today. I want to smite rich people just, you know, because I want to. And I think the second coming, I have to say I'm really into the satanic erotica novel, the author, right. The Pope, exorcism. Psyche is a huge fan of all things horror. Halloween already started in the household of the goddess Psyche. So for me, I think that would be like a really fun, naughty, maybe Eli Roth could make that movie. The naughty, you know, satanic erotica exorcism. That would be what I would like. That's the second coming I'm looking for.
Amen.
Amen. So we're very excited. The God Pod Party is coming again. Number 2, September 24th, 2021. You can get your tickets now. The link to the tickets page is in the description of this episode. If you haven't been to it and you didn't come to the first one, we had such a wild, extravagant, hilarious time. And I think what, you know, everyone should know is it's truly the most interactive party. It is a party.
It really is. And I love how people joined in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like a live podcast. It's truly a party. You stay on stage with us. We all talk. We hang out. We ask each other questions. God, is there anything in particular that you would like to share about September 24th?
If you want to listen to how the first one went, it's in our episodes, like 5 or 6 back. So we had a lot of fun, and you can be there and be on the God Pod with all of us. Talk to us. Hang out with us. We had a great time. I smoked joints. Satan drinks like healthy vegan smoothies. And, you know, you don't have to drink. It's not about that. You don't have to do substance abuse. You know, you can just have fun. It's a great way to have fun with all of us, right? I think, Moses, you were eating quinoa.
I was quinoa, and I had a little coffee, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dang. At 9 p.m.?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're wild. You're an absolute
He's a wild man. You are a wild man. Yeah, so please join us. It's great fun. You're going to love it.
Well, I'm going to make a new commandment.
Yay.
Thou shalt fight the stigma around getting therapy and help. There is no difference between our physical health and our mental health. Many of us are in deep pain. I want you to talk to your doctor, talk to a friend, talk to a group, find a community, other like-minded individuals that will create a stigma-free environment. Find a therapist. Find anyone that can make you feel better, because we are here and we're trying to do the best that we possibly can do. And we just need to support each other, because we all have emotions. We all have mental health. We all need support. We all need love. And, you know, you can be a better human. I know you can. I know that we can be better. We are all just works in progress. So thou shalt get therapy, damn it. Your psyche has spoken.